Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
U.S. Open. Anybody running close to being in position to break the course record? Do you have that? Do we know? I see minus two through three holes, minus two through three holes, minus two through four holes, four, four, five. I thought it was windy. I got six guys here at two under, tied for first, who have barely started.
Sorry, you were saying I was doing something. Sorry, I'm trying to finish.
Trying to follow the sports is all I'm doing. Lowry minus one through two. There's a guy that could break a course record. 12-1 is the bet. What's your hat?
My hat is a pint of beer with stupid sunglasses on, pushing a lawnmower. Duh.
Oh, of course.
Oh, what are you, blind? Can't you see? Yeah, I don't know. The internet got me. You know, I ordered all these hats, like Bills hats, Sabres hats, these 5950 New Era flat brimmed hats. And then they started hitting me with like, hey, have you heard of this company? They make these designs. So I ordered these hats in like September, and it took until now for them to get here. Hmm. But I like them. The purple one, I got to not wear with the purple shirt, though. I had a purple one a couple weeks ago that was all messed up.
Mine's West Point, by the way.
I can't see it.
Army.
I can hardly see it through your gray hair.
What does gray have to do with it? It's cheap shot. Jeremy White.
Exactly what that was.
Jeremy White. I knew right away. Jeremy White with us on the West Her Hotline. Not his first time, but usually, you know, he's in here. And he's got an event tonight at Whalen Brewery, which, Jeremy, again, can I just say, I'm sorry I missed the League of Shopes and Dreams draft at this location. You did a lot of work to set up for it, and then, like, we all had dance recitals, including yourself, maybe.
I did. I just logged onto YouTube just to see this hat that Bulldog's wearing, by the way, and I'm a fan. I like it. Yeah.
That was the point.
I've got a hat in the hopper that I want to get. It's called Piped Pimento, and it's a pimento cheese sandwich hitting a drive and marveling at it.
Right, perfect. Right,
and like that seems like the kind of hat I want to wear.
Yep.
So anyway, yeah, the Whalen event, we had the draft party there. I was very honored as the champion of the League of Shopes and Dreams to choose the location where we would go. I chose Whalen, and I had them make up Masters-style menus in honor of the champion, Mr. Jeremy White.
So good.
It was a win for me regardless because I got to do that. So we had a good time.
A part of me wants you to win again so I can go next year if you end up doing somewhat the same thing. A small part.
Where would I host the draft? Whalen again? I mean, rent out the entire property. Just have everyone come celebrate. You know?
I tried to get us up, Bulldog, into Niagara-on-the-Lake at a winery up there for one of these when I won. And it was too expensive and then COVID. So it didn't work out. But this would have been a great day. I'm sure it was. So what do you have going tonight? Tell us all about it.
So this is the second year we've done this. I play 100 holes of golf every year with a bunch of guys that play at Wanaka, men and women that play at Wanaka. And there's 29 golfers this year playing 100 holes. It'll be a week from today. It'll be on my birthday this year. And it's a great day to start playing golf at 5:20 in the morning and walking and playing 100 holes of golf. Which, you know, it's a challenge. A lot of fun, but it's a challenge. And I think this is the 10th year that they've been doing it. This will be my sixth, I believe. It's slowly grown from three guys that started it to raise money for Roswell Park and for a couple local charities, including the Courage of Carly Fund. And I jumped in with my friend Roger Kalani Bodge, who the Luca Kalani Foundation got in on this as well. And it started to really, really grow. And it's an event that I know all the guys that play in it are very proud of. To do this, to kind of share the camaraderie of the day, which is the full day, and is really, it ends up being a haul by the time we're done. And we raise money for the Luca Kalani Foundation, the Courage of Carly Fund, Camp Good Days, Roswell Park. And we take donations along the way just to kind of, you know, keep us going, whether it's, you know, birdies or pars or eagles. And the last couple of years, I kind of had a thought, why don't we just have a giant raffle? And, you know, you can donate $25 and maybe you win something cool. And I reached out to the Bills and the Sabres, and they've been so gracious to donate things like signed Josh Allen helmets. The Sabres gave me a Sabres team signed stick, which I was...
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Just kind of blown away by, like, the entire team signed a stick. I've got that. Max Hairston autographed football. I do this in partnership with Nate Geary of our station, who he reaches out and gets golf foursomes at pretty much every course in the area, public and private. And we'll draw, and if you win, then, you know, you win, you win. So $25 for a ticket, and one ticket goes in every single drawing. So you only win once, but you don't win the Josh Allen helmet. You're in the next drawing, and then the next drawing, and then the next drawing, until we give everything away.
I can enter. Anybody can enter.
Anybody
these,
can enter
these drawings by scanning the QR code on your tweet.
Yes, yes. I've got a Venmo I'm using, and I'll just, you know, donate that directly to the Roswell site that you have. It's my pinned tweet. My Venmo is JeremyWhite3. You can send it there. All the money will be donated directly into the Roswell site once we gather all that. I found that through, you know, these raffles, just using it that way, it's really easy. People just pop their phone up like, oh, how much is in my Venmo? Here's $25, you know?
Right, right.
So it's been really good to kind of get things moving in that department. And the other reason I like to do a raffle, like a lot of events have auctions, and the auctions have their place, but, you know, I'm not the kind of person that I'm going to spend $800 on a team signed stick. And I thought I might spend $25 for the chance to win one. So I like that, you know, everybody's got a chance if you want to get in. And I want just these items to go to a highest bidder. It's about as many people getting a chance to get in as they can. And if you make a $25 donation, you get one ticket. If you make a $50, you get two, on and on. And, you know, good luck.
I don't want this to come off like I'm super carefree about finances, but the Venmo is like now like the I didn't wear this coat since last spring, and there's $40 in here.
Oh. Yeah.
Because every time I send a Venmo, I go, oh, I have $279 in here. I don't even know where that came from, but okay, great. It's like a bank I don't even know that I'm a member of.
Cannot relate.
I sort of feel like.
Cannot relate.
I can also treat it sometimes like, you know, someone owes you a monthly $40, like we split babysitting and other. What if I leave that there for like a year and pretend I don't see it? You know, it's kind of like a savings account.
Right. Well, for folks who don't know, I mean, this is at Wayland. You should make sure everybody knows exactly where it is, which I know you do. I know where it is, but I'm not ready to give the address like you because you do the commercials.
3740 North Buffalo Street in Orchard Park.
For people who haven't been, I mean, it is just a premier spot. Like, it's really, really great there.
Yep. Yeah, that's why I had the fantasy draft there. We had this event there last year. I've done a bunch of stuff with them. We had a draft party there 2 years ago for the second and third rounds. And it's windy out, but it's nice out. I thought today was going to be a total washout and rainy. So it's windy. We'll be outside on the patio. Nate and I will be there. There's going to be music, food, drink, everything. There's no cost to get in. Just, you know, kind of come hang out. And this year, a new feature I've added is I had my buddy Rory at Zoom Copy make me a big giant. I have a QR code on a giant placard like I'm a ring girl at a boxing match. I'm going to be walking around holding the QR code so you can just scan it from your seat and make your donation. And hopefully we can generate some that way as well.
Do not have to be present to win.
No, do not. I will be able to contact anybody. That's the other thing. If you donate through the Roswell site, I'll have your email. If you donate through Venmo, I'll just contact you right there. You can leave your phone number in the comments, or just I can say, hey, by the way, you won. That's another thing. It's a nice, easy kind of paper trail for me to follow how you're going to win. We just randomly draw the winners, and you'll be contacted, you know, in the next day or two by me to let you know that you won.
The only thing I don't love about your event, this 100 Holes of Golf, is that it keeps you from doing the ride for Roswell, which I totally understand. Those first couple of years that you did the ride was a day or two after this, and that was insanity for you.
Yeah. There are some years where they don't happen 2 days apart, and in those years I can do both. This year, however, while I'm not riding, I will be Friday at the Celebration of Hope at that event. I was there last year. I'm emceeing on the stage with Melissa Holmes. That event, the Celebration of Hope, was amazing, and I was honored to be asked to do that again. So,
well, good. I will see you at that, because I'm riding in the Peloton next Friday from Roswell to UB. I've never been to the Celebration of Hope, but I'm off next Friday to do that ride, which I'm extremely excited about. Reaching that threshold as a fundraiser to be able to take part. So I'll be able to see you in action. I heard you did great last year, so I'm excited that you're in for that.
It's an amazing event. Last year was my first year doing it. I was really kind of blown away. The ride itself is such an incredible event, and that Friday Celebration of Hope is just like the perfect opening ceremony to the day on Saturday.
Do you have time for one sports question?
Always.
If you woke up tomorrow morning and found out that the Sabres had traded Bowen Byram, before finding out what the trade was, would you expect it to be something you would like?
Yes, I would expect it to be decent, yeah. Is he the only piece going? Or is it a 2-for-2 or a 3-for-3 kind of thing, you know? I brought this up with Paul today, a little before the Dreger report, and I asked Paul, you know, we've spent so much time talking about Alex Tuch, and that's a coin flip on whether or not that happens, whereas the Byram conversation is a fork in the road. Like, what do you want to do? Mm-hmm. You know, this is chart a course, Yarmo. What's the plan? You know, I think it's defendable to do what they just did with Tuch, which is let's ride for a year. We're good enough. We're going to ride for a year, and if we lose him for nothing, I can make peace with that. Unless the option B is strong enough to move. That's kind of where I would be. I would not be living in the you can't lose him for nothing camp. I'd be in whatever makes me the best this year. And if it's a switch, if I'm taking a left in the fork, it's got to be good enough that I don't feel like I made a downgrade this year.
Yeah, it's a question about your confidence in the GM. And that's the Sabres or the Bills. And over the years, a lot of times I might not expect to like what I'm about to hear.
But yeah.
It depends on the player, too.
I feel like if it ends up in like Kyrou or Matthew Nyes, I'm going to be fine. But if it's like a goalie, I don't know.
They should feel no pressure to give him away, Byram.
Right. Yeah, no, absolutely. Right. He has a tremendous amount of value for them. I mean, those four dudes were the most important thing on the team, I think. So it's going to be hard to part with one of them, but I think like a guy like Nyes, especially Nyes, is like plug and play Tuch replacement, and he's 7 years younger.
Right.
I mean, it couldn't be better if you could pull that off.
Right.
They should also, maybe I'm wrong here, but shouldn't they feel like if you had a 50-50 to bring Tuch back, that I feel like Byram would be a, I don't know, 20-80 to bring him back? I don't think he would come back. This refrain we're hearing about Byram is the same one as before. And I don't say that in a negative way. What were we told the first time they were thinking of trading him? It was he wants to be a top pair guy.
Right,
he
right.
wants the, and Power it's not
play.
About the area.
Right, right, right.
And it's the same exact thing. So yeah. I feel like, okay, that is a, you know, that's at the root of this. It's not about the team, it's not about the area, it's about what his career aspirations are. And I don't envision that changing at the end of the year. So I feel like you would ride it for a year and then say, you know, best of luck. If you do want to pursue that, you know, good luck.
Thank you, Jeremy. Enjoy your night.
Thanks, guys.
Jeremy White at Whalen Brewery tonight from 6 to 9.
Yep.
And you can follow Jeremy online and scan the QR code, $25 for a ticket to the raffle, and win that way.
Nate Geary, too.
Nate Geary, too.
He's got all the details. If you, I don't know, for some reason, if Jeremy's blocked you, you can find the information you're looking for from
Ooh.
Nate, probably.
You know what? The guy blocked me, but I still want to donate. That would be
that's a move.
That'd be a great move. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at 803-0550. This is
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.